Jerry Bader Show 950. I was absolutely stunned by something Sunday afternoon. I've mentioned this before. I have a habit of recording the Sunday morning shows because usually we go to early church service and it doesn't work out. And then I watch them later Sunday. I did not watch all of them on Sunday because, quite frankly, I'll admit I didn't do any blogging. I did not do a lot of work-related stuff. I had waited too damn long for a weekend like that, and I spent most of it outside. I take no shame in that at all. I did almost nothing show prep-wise until yesterday. It was such a glory. And I even spent a lot of time outside yesterday. The rains in the Green Bay area came early-ish in the morning, and then it was a pretty much nice day the rest of the day. Went for a run, took dog for a walk, cooked outside, sat outside and listened to the Brewers lose, grumble, 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 jeez. I am now officially worried about K-Rod, by the way. I am, just a little. They should have won that game. There were other dumb things in that game, but anyway. So I really didn't do a lot that way. And I did start watching Sunday evening. I started watching a little bit of This Week with George Stephanopoulos, which has really been This Week with Martha Raddatz most weeks. Now, I did read the papers. I did do, you know, not a lot of show prep per se, but tried to stay informed online and on TV nonetheless. So by Sunday afternoon, I was well aware of Elliot Rodger. Elliot Rodger is the young man who went on a killing spree. I was aware that three of his six victims were stabbed to death. The other three were shot. He wounded others with a gun and with a car. I think, what, 13? I don't remember the exact number now. Now, I could be wrong. And I will admit that I could be wrong. I do not believe that at any point, and they led with it on This Week. This Week does tend to be more of a news program now than it used to be. They cover the big breaking news from the weekend, and then they get to the punditry and the stuff with which you've usually associated the Sunday morning talk shows. They're becoming more and more newscasts in those first 10, 15 minutes. And then maybe they'll have their panel talk about those big news stories. But that's really what they've become. That's really what they are. Okay. I listened to their entire, and they did a long piece, and they had experts talking. And they had an outraged parent talking about the guns. I do not ever recall hearing them mention that three of the victims were stabbed. I could be wrong. I would further argue that the fact that three of the victims were stabbed, three of his roommates, and that's where the spree started, has been widely underreported in proportion to the shooting element. A lot of the stories that I found online make no mention of the fact that three people were stabbed, in addition to those who were shot, including the fatalities. My initial perception on this is that the stab victims are somehow, to the media, second-class citizens. Well, they were only stabbed. Yeah, they're just as dead, but it's not like he used a gun or anything awful like that. I'm just telling you, that's my perception. And here's why I'm almost sure, and I'll go back and watch it. I have it saved on the DVR. I'm almost sure that their story never mentioned the stabbing because I was just incredulous because I knew that three of the victims had been stabbed. It's like I couldn't imagine that they would not throw that out there. That his first three victims were stabbed. It was all about the shootings. And again, I understand that. It's all, I mean, a death is a death is a death. I'm not going to say I did an exhaustive research on this, but the stories that I found, I have found several that do not mention anywhere that some of his victims, half actually, of the fatalities, were stabbed. And I wonder right now, what percentage of the audience is learning for the first time that some of his victims were stabbed? I don't know. And I wouldn't even hazard a guess. I have no idea. But a lot of the stories I found make no mention of it at all. And I am just taken aback by that. This, and in particular, this story about this young man should be entirely about the fact that he was disturbed. He was damaged. Police were at his home. Now, I am not going to judge police and say that they failed for not taking action. They talked to him. His parents were concerned. They got the information they could. It's difficult. How intensive and how invasive should intervention be when a parent points this out about a kid? Hey, we're really worried. Well, they came and spoke with him. And even he posted online, boy, if they had just come into my room, it would have been all over. Because then they would have found the guns. I just don't know. I honestly don't know how much more they could have done. It's difficult, but this is the type of warning signs that we always say were missed. This time, they weren't missed. And I know police are in that area are going to come under intense scrutiny. Wow, why didn't you do more? What is the right answer? How much are you supposed to do? Jason, did that story you found there mention anything about stabbing? It didn't. Now, it listed the victims, but didn't differentiate that they were stabbed versus shot. Well, why are you obsessing on this? Because I think it's important. It's as though those don't count. It's twisted to me. All right, a lot of stuff to get to in the next hour, including, well, it's an interesting follow-up to Mark Cuban's comments that have been called racist, and I'm not sure where I come down on what's happened since then. But we have a big, I think, big Obamacare story, actually two of them, that I want to share with you. It's 9:58.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.